The lawsuit names the Florida East Coast Railway, which owns and operates the drawbridge, the Army Corps, which is responsible for maintaining navigable waterways, and the U.S. Coast Guard, which sets the opening and closing times for the drawbridge. Attorney Michael Payne, a partner with the Philadelphia law firm Cohen Siglias, filed the lawsuit in federal court in Miami Friday on behalf of Indiantown Marine, Marine Max, Mobro Marine, and 10 other plaintiffs.
The proposal is that 32 trains per day will travel across that bridge, which means that the bridge will remain closed for much of the day and except possibly be open for only 15 minutes per hour, which is going to cause a lot of backup of boats.
That backup, argues Payne, will cause significant financial harm to the marinas and others who depend upon regular access.
The main harm is loss of business by owners of vessels who won't want to go to those facilities that are impacted by this bridge closure and will seek to take their business elsewhere.
The lawsuit seeks an injunction barring Brightline from running any passenger service over the drawbridge until a formal rulemaking hearing has been held.
The regulation that's in place right now that says that the bridge should be kept open except when trains pass can't be changed unilaterally. It needs to go through a formal process. None of that has been done.
Kevin Kerrigan, WQCS News.